So I haven't booed, I don't think, particularly since I've been back in England. Obviously because I've mainly been jet lagged. But I thought I would. Tonight it's 7 minutes past 10 and I've had to go to bed. Had 3 hours of sleep last night. Hurrah. I think we'll probably get a few more tonight. Matt was very good, he slept through the night. I've got a really cold foot and it's giving me cramp. I can't lose it. Oh, it's been going on for about 3 minutes now. Anyway, so tonight's been really good. I got home from work reasonably early because Matt picked me up. And so I did very exciting things like go to Tesco's and buy some potatoes to bake and bake potatoes. And then I did some ironing and I ripped a couple of the new CDs I bought to iTunes so that I could put them on my iPod. And did some more ironing. That was very exciting. And that was really about all, because then it was 9:30, so we had to tidy up and come to bed. Probably the only interesting thing that's happened tonight, and even this isn't interesting, is a girl that I last saw 25 years ago at school. That's 25 years ago, just added me on Facebook, which is just amazing, really. 25 years. People's memories are so much better than mine. Anyway, for various reasons, I think she's just a girl who never really got the memo. You know those people who just never really got the memo about their sexual orientation? Anyway. Yeah, so 25 years, goodness me. I suppose that's what happens when you get to 40, is that, things do seem a long time ago. Matt will tell me I'm rambling in a minute. So I went to work today and it was very chilled. There was only one other person on my whole floor, considering there's usually probably about 100 and something people on the floor that I work on. There was only me, so I just sort of sat there quietly and got on with a load of work, and then the phone started ringing in the afternoon, so I spoke to some colleagues and you know how that is. And then Matt came and picked me up at 5:30, which was lovely, because it was lovely to see him. And he was very nice to me this morning when I was all miserable because I hadn't slept. So hooray for my lovely, fantastic and wonderful husband. Now,